Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker.
Hello, friends, as well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys. And, of course, all of you good guys and girls out there, welcome to the Sons of Liberty. You have with yours truly, Mr. Bradley Dean. Now, folks, I just want to remind everybody as to what Scripture says, because you just heard during the break, once again, divide and conquer. When you look at Acts 17:26. And you read it in the King James Version. It says, "And hath made of one blood all nations of men for to dwell on the face of the earth, and hath determined the times before appointed and the bounds of their habitation." Okay? I didn't hear anything about the Lord pitying each other to against one another. I heard him saying that all nations are of one blood. And yet, if you want to continuously brainwash and desensitize the people, keep playing the black-white game. Because it is set up to divide and conquer. And you heard that during the last break. By the way, if you checked out Google at any time, if you use Google as your search, it said, buy from black businesses. If anybody's paying attention to the fact that there's commercials going through and through 24/7, and the majority, 90% of the commercials are bringing forth the people of the black color, not the white color, this is all aimed at dividing the people one against another. Now listen carefully to what Eleanor Roosevelt said during her time on this planet. She said, pit race against race. She said, pit religion against religion. She said, pit prejudice against prejudice. She said, divide and conquer, Mark 3:25. I'm adding the scripture reference. She said, we must not let that happen here. Who is attempting to pit the American people against the American people more than the mainstream media and corrupt politicians? It goes back to the same two sources that must lawfully be dealt with, friends. Who is creating domestic insurrection? Who is attempting to continuously create war within the American, I almost said the colonies, forgive me, the America as we know it? These responsible parties. And this, by the way, should all the well tell you as to why, when the mainstream media defames or lies or they commit the act of malicious intent or they sick a jihad on you or whatever the case is, this should show you why the mainstream media is scared to death of sitting before a jury. Because the jury does not believe, they do not trust the mainstream media or corrupt politicians. Because once they get there in front of a jury, and I'm talking about when you take the media to court, they're scared to death of that jury because they know that 9 times out of 10, they're gonna go ahead and drop the gavel upon the heads of the mainstream media. Because of the lies, because of the propaganda, because of the covering of that of the guilty party when it comes to conspiracy, friends. Jeremiah 11:9. My goodness. And speaking of which, unbeknownst to me, Over the last week, I highlighted the fact that we're going to be with America's constitutional sheriff, Richard Mack. And I'm going to be the special guest. This will be Wednesday, December 1st at 5:30 to 9 p.m. at the Grand Gateway Hotel in Rapid City, South Dakota. Wednesday, December 1st at 5:30 to 9. Little did I know Tim was going to cover this in the sense of doing a whole show, which he did this morning. Well, he did the show. It was titled Constitutional Sheriff Richard Mack and Bradley Dean Come Under Attack. Yes, but consider the source. Under attack by who? Under attack by those that are at war with God, a war that they will never win in a million years. Now, I want to play this short prayer for you because I want to get the afternoon listeners up to par with what Tim Brown shared with his listeners this morning. And this was the prayer that I gave at the Capitol in the state of Minnesota. And I want to make some comments because one of the questions that was asked is, where are all those people that ganged up on Bradley Dean during Tim's show? In so many words, where are they today? I'm going to give you the answer, but I got to tee this up properly. Okay. I'm going to show you this before we get to our main topic, but check this out.
I'm getting a little volume.
Okay,
up
this here. Is Tim's show. Okay, and then here I come.
When I arrived at the Capitol today, I noticed all the writings upon the inside of the walls. In the Supreme Court chambers, you have Moses awaiting the Ten Commandments, God's divine law. You have George Washington quotes, Thomas Jefferson quotes, speaking of unalienable rights given unto us by our Creator. And when I looked at that, I thought, what an awesome building. And those in this chamber are very privileged to be here, and I'm honored to be here as well. And if I can give a small preface to my prayer so my prayer has meaning, I remember when I was a young man, I had a friend who founded a company in Fridley, Minnesota. This man built this company from the ground up as he blueprinted everything in great detail. He put his sweat, tears, everything into it to establish the company. Nobody understood what sacrifice he put into his company except them that helped him along. The company grew in such a proportion that he could now sell the company, and he did. On the sale of his company, the buyers agreed to keep him on to run the company for them, and in the process, the company sold. And when it was sold, the buyers went against the contract and fired the founder. How foolish could they be? They thought once they had control of the company, they could run it their own way and still prosper, and they failed miserably. And it sounds much like America today. America has the longest standing constitution in the history of the world. And might I remind all of us here, we have one constitution, so let us come together and unite ourselves under its directives. Because we all know the problems didn't come into our country in 1776. They came when we wandered from the founder of the company and tried running it our own way. So let us pray. Father God, I just thank you, Father, for what you have bestowed upon us. And through the sacrifice of our brothers and our sisters, Father God, to ratify the Constitution of the United States, Father God, the fight, the bloodshed, and the sacrifice from World War I to World War II to Korea, Father, to Korea in Iwo Jima, in Vietnam, and Father God, Iraq and Afghanistan. And I think about their sacrifice when I go, Father God, to Arlington Cemetery. And I think, that's the reason that I fight. That's the reason that I stand. That's the reason I encourage my brothers to do the same thing. They died so we could have the freedoms that we have today. And they ratified that Constitution and sacrificed their all for it. And I end with this.
Okay, I'm going to play the rest of this when we come back, friends, because it's important that you hear it, because they didn't know what direction to go. Within 10 minutes after that prayer, over 2,000 outlets attacked me. And again, they didn't know what direction to go. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com, SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. Be right back.
Ready to set brush fires of freedom in the minds of men? Well, start your engines with some high-octane truth-telling on the Sons of Liberty Morning Show. We'll bring you news and commentary from a Christian worldview using the Bible and the Constitution. Not to see who's on the right or on the left, but who is on the straight and narrow. Get on the inside track every weekday at 6 a.m. Eastern and Saturdays at 8 a.m. Eastern on SonsOfLibertyMedia.com.
Bradley Billy Dean and the Sons of Liberty are fighting the good fight of faith to make sure that freedom is preserved for our posterity for generations to come. Through our radio program, sonsoflibertyradio.com, and our media website, sonsoflibertymedia.com, we are reaching the masses both nationally and internationally with the message of the gospel and the truth of our biblical and constitutional heritage. At sonsoflibertyradio.com, you will find out how to book Bradley Dean to speak at an event near you, how you can support us in reaching America with this uncompromising message, and how to become a son or daughter of liberty, where you can financially support the work of the Sons of Liberty on a monthly basis and join with us in this fight to restore our nation. Check out sonsoflibertymedia.com as well, which has all the important news and information going on in the world today. There you will find the black and white truth without all the lies you'll see in the mainstream media. sonsoflibertyradio.com and sonsoflibertymedia.com, informative, easy to use, and a little fun too. Two sites that will change your life. Visit them today.
Wisconsin Christian News, a 48-page national newspaper unlike anything you've seen before. Hard-hitting commentaries, politically incorrect, vital news and information you can't get anywhere else. Get a free sample copy. Email Rob at WisconsinChristianNews.com and mention the name Bradley Dean. Caution, side effects of this newspaper for liberals and evangelifish include, but are not limited to, uncontrolled fits of rage, weeping and wailing, and the urge to curl up in a fetal position in a safe space in your mama's basement.
It may feel like age is just a number, but the fact is, even if you're healthy and active, your immune system weakens as you get older. And if you're 65 or older, you're at an increased risk for potentially serious illnesses like pneumococcal pneumonia. One way to help protect yourself is to get immunized against vaccine-preventable diseases like pneumococcal pneumonia. Dr. Jorge Gomez shares more on behalf of the American Lung Association.
Pneumococcal pneumonia is a potentially serious bacterial lung disease that can disrupt your life for weeks. Adults 65 or older are over 10 times more likely to be hospitalized with pneumococcal pneumonia than adults 18 to 49. You may also be at increased risk if you have certain chronic health conditions such as asthma, diabetes, or heart disease. If you're 65 or older, vaccination can help prevent pneumococcal pneumonia.
This flu season, visit lung.org/pneumococcal and talk to your doctor or pharmacist about pneumococcal vaccination.
You guys were listening to the mainstream media and the propagandists. You just heard that. Listen, though they gather together against the righteous, they will fall for thy namesake, the Lord said. Though they go hand in hand, they shall not go unpunished, the Lord said. The Lord said when they come out against the one way, they shall flee before the seven ways. Okay? Let's keep in mind, scripture is in our favor. The gates of hell shall not prevail against the church. The Lord's given us all power over the works of the enemy. Luke 10:19. Read these scriptures as they bubble up, friends. By the Holy Ghost. Okay? We have all the promises of God, yea and amen, in Christ Jesus that work for us, not against us. And when we get the word in us, our conversation is going to become the gospel of Jesus Christ, not the other way around. And by the way, let me remind you, Isaiah 58:12 comes to my aid. The church is called to be what? The builder of the waste places. They're not there to give a message of doom and gloom. The Bible's clear that if we plow in hope, we're going to be partakers of that hope. And that hope comes from who? His name is Jesus Christ. He is risen. He is alive forevermore, and he sits at the right hand of my heavenly Father. If you don't believe what I just said, then don't call yourself a believer. But I know tried and true he is. His word is infallible. He's not a man that he should lie. So, folks, let's start getting on his wavelength. The Bible says that we're to conform ourselves, not to the spirit of the world, but we're to conform ourselves to the spirit and the mind of the spirit. Romans 12:2. Read it when you get a moment. Now, I was just highlighting this really quick, that we are going to be Wednesday, December 1st at 5:30 to 9. I'll be with Richard Mack, America's constitutional sheriff. And what happened is the Dakota Free Press actually picked up on it. And Tim did a show this morning highlighting constitutional sheriff Richard Mack and Bradley Dean come under attack. Well, the question you have to ask yourself is, who is doing the attacking? The communists and the useful idiots. Those that don't care about the facts. They don't care about anything other than what they say exists, and they want the world to be as it is in their heads, and they're irrational in so many different ways. It's a world that will never exist, friends. It really is, unless they're trying to do their best to create a country that is turning into hell, because that's exactly what the Lord would say and did say in Psalm 9:16 and 17 to those that turn their back on him or forsake the Lord. So I gave a prayer back in 2011, going back to Tim Brown's morning show. He highlighted these videos, and he took it upon himself, and I'm thankful for it, to basically highlight the facts of the matter. Now, I just did about, three-quarters of my prayer, and I'm going to pick it up from here because this is the end of my prayer. Now, also keep in mind, within 10 minutes of me finishing up this prayer, okay, within 10 minutes, there was over 2,000 outlets that attacked me. Let's watch this.
I know this is a non-denominational prayer in this chamber. It's not about the Baptists. It's not about the Catholics alone, or the Lutherans, or the Wesleyans, or the Presbyterians, Evangelicals, or any other denomination, but rather the head of the denomination, and his name is Jesus, as every president up until 2008 has acknowledged, and we pray it.
It's true.
In Jesus' name.
It's totally true. It's exactly what was said. Now, I want to set the stage for you really quick because the question was brought up, what happened to all of these guys? On the way in to give the prayer on the House floor in Minnesota in 2011, I want you to understand the date was changed three times. Three different times, okay? And I wasn't worried about none of that. But I do want to say that when I came into the House floor chamber to give the prayer, what's interesting to note is how warmly I was welcomed by Kurt Zellers, who is a complete coward. He is just a coward. He denied the Christ is what he did. He brought the wrath of God upon himself, just like the rest of them that went along with this little charade because it was teed up. They planned this out, and it completely backfired. I was welcomed into the chambers by a guy that's running for the governor. His name is Paul Gazelka. He's one of the biggest cowards in the state of Minnesota. And I'm not just saying this. I'm not slinging names, friends. I'm judging them by their fruits because we're fruit inspectors, Matthew 7:16. With the others that made claim that I'm infuriated, I'm so mad, I'm shaking, I will never have a man like that up there giving a prayer ever again. Folks, the prayer that I gave was showing them it's not wise to leave the founder. The prayer that I gave that morning, as you just heard and seen on social media platforms, sonsoflibertymedia.com on the right side, sonsoflibertymedia.com on the right side, and or beforeitsnews.com, top left side of the page, beforeitsnews.com, top left side of the page, I showed them the price paid for their freedoms. And then I ended the prayer in Jesus' name. Oh, and let me remind you, friends, really quickly, since this has been brought up, is when you go into the Supreme Court chambers, it's interesting to note that when you look behind the Supreme Court chambers, you see a huge mural of Moses awaiting the Ten Commandments. On the way out of the prayer chambers in the Supreme Court justice chambers, it's interesting to note that John Locke, who's one of the signers, along with Charles V. Montesquieu and that of William Blackstone, it stated where the law ends, tyranny begins. What begs the question is, who is the lawgiver? Okay? And that's what I brought to the table. Every single one of these individuals that are there allegedly and are selling themselves as representatives of the people turned on the very God that they're supposed to uphold when it comes to his law. Deuteronomy 25, verse 1. And I'm talking about the Torah. I'm talking about the Decalogue. And the fact of the matter is I am talking again about the Ten Commandments here found in Exodus 20. Okay? And Deuteronomy 5. The list goes on. Romans 13. But what's interesting is every one of them put their hand on the Bible before serving we the people. And they denounced the Christ in the state of Minnesota. They denounced him. Every one of them that warmly welcomed me on the way in pretty much avoided me on the way out. Okay? It's also interesting to note that the chaplain that gave the prayer on Tim Brown's morning show this morning, it's interesting, I talked to him. He introduced me to Kurt Zellers. And, I mean, you want to talk about a bunch of Judases, man, that are playing games with spiritual men. It doesn't go down with them very well. And why am I saying that? Well, remember, friends, that a priest came up to one of the guys in the ministry and said to us, you're not supposed to be dropping the J-bomb here in the house floor. And, of course, we said back, we dropped the J-bomb, Jesus Christ, because you haven't dropped his name in over 40 years. Also keep in mind, as they denounced the Christ, now we have imams opening up the sessions in the state of Minnesota on Capitol grounds. So I don't know that they intended to do that, but that's exactly what they did, is they brought the curse now upon themselves. And I know many people are so carnal in their minds, they think that this is just a bunch of spiritual religious talk. No, it is a spiritual talk, and it is spiritual fact here, friends. Either we're going to live for the blood, or you're going to be condemned by the blood. And what's happening right now is foreigners are now beginning to make their way in to give prayers unto their false gods in the place of the living God. And it wasn't the foreigner that did that. It was our own people that did that. But what I want to show you is right after this happened, within a year of that prayer, every single one of those that rose up against my purpose of being there, which was in Christ, I felt like literally Elijah on top of the mount, 1 Kings 18. But every single one of them, every single one of them was removed. Every single one of them that stood against the name of Christ was removed from the Capitol. Every single one of them. Did you hear what I said? Within 1 year, every single one of those that rose up against the anointing found themselves removed from capacity in the government in the state of Minnesota. So for those that don't want to believe that he is an enemy unto our enemies and an adversary unto our adversaries, I would love for you to explain yourself. You're a fool for your pains. If there's one thing that I know about this ministry, is that the Lord, when he said, touch not mine anointed, meant just exactly that. Touch not mine anointed. Does that make me special? Nope. It makes me obedient. That's all. Nothing more, nothing less. There's no righteousness within myself. My righteousness is but filthy rags. It's what his purpose is. It's what his will is and how it's being lived out to those that submit themselves to Christ. Because, friends, the bottom line is this. Our strength in Christ is when I'm weakest, he's strongest. But our strength is in Christ, and our greatness in God is found in our surrender to his will. There was no qualms about me going to the house floor and giving that prayer. I didn't think twice about what I was going to pray in the sense of who I was going to pray to. It never even crossed my mind because for this very purpose, what God puts in a man, no devil in hell can take it out of that man. See, the Bible says the devils, they believe and they tremble. It doesn't say the Christian trembles. No, it says it the other way around. You know, remember, Paul I know, Jesus Christ I know, but you I know not. And the man that was possessed, he jumped all over the one that wanted to play games. How did it work out for him, friends? I needed to highlight that because, again, the question was asked. Now, if you want to call in, 1-866-582-9933, 1-866-582-9933. We're going to take a quick break, and we will be right back on the other side. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com, SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. Again, we'll be right back.
I spend a lot of time in the garage, but even more time in the rain, sleet, and mud. In 95, I helped tow your moving trailer. In 05, I helped you get out of a ditch. Yeah, I know I'm a bit rusty, and sadly in 09, it was sparks from me, your handy chains, dragging behind your truck that accidentally started a wildfire.
Sparks from dragging chains can start a wildfire. Spark a change, not a wildfire. Visit SmokeyBear.com, brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Only you can prevent wildfires.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The Dow seeing red as a new COVID variant triggered a Black Friday sell-off on Wall Street. the Dow plunging over 1,000 points earlier in the session for its worst dip of 2021. At the closing bell, the Dow falling 905 points to end the week at 34,899, the S&P losing 106 points, and the NASDAQ dropping 353 points as well. Markets are closing early due to the Thanksgiving holiday. The World Health Organization meeting with scientists to discuss that new South African COVID-19 strain. In the wake of the Waukesha, Wisconsin Christmas parade attack, the Biden administration reaffirming their support to end cash bail, saying whether you get bail should be based on the threat you pose, not how much money you have in your bank account. USA Radio News. It's Black Friday, which is the annual start of the holiday shopping season. This shopper telling Fox News he usually stays home, but he decided to venture out today.
I like doing my shopping more online. I'm just out, you know, just to be out. But I know the issue with the supply chain is a big issue. I know we have a lot of demand and the supply is there, but it's just like the shipping. That's going to take some time because there's not that many truckers that can go out and ship to everybody.
The National Retail Federation expecting Americans to spend up to $859 billion between now and Christmas. A mine explosion is rocking parts of Russia.
A methane gas leak and explosion at a Siberian coal mine in Russia Thursday killed over 50 souls, including 6 rescuers. Russia's worst mining disaster in more than a decade occurred at the Kemerovo region in central Russia. From the West Coast, USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
This is USA Radio News.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty. Hey, I want to say a couple things, and then I got to get to my main topic here. First of all, if you want to call in, 1-866-582-9933, 1-866-582-9933. If you want to jump over to that of social media platform, sonsoflibertymedia.com, and or beforeitsnews.com, top left side of the page. Beforeitsnews.com, top left side of the page. Some people are talking about issues with breathing right now, okay? I'm just paying attention to what's going on social media platforms. And I want to remind you that there is something called chemtrail. And over the last couple days, I've noticed they've been spraying like mad. I can go into details with all that. We played news clips where the mainstream media was reporting that there's something outside of contrail being sprayed down on the masses of the people. There's respiratory problems. The list goes on. Keep in mind, the ones that are also selling you, friends, the virus are also the ones spraying down chemicals from airplanes throughout the globe. This is a fact. It's been going on in Minneapolis in particular since 1968. And I want to tell you as well, friends, that this, again, falls perfectly under the judgments of God when he said he would rain down powder upon the land to destroy the people. I mean, you want to talk about specificity, friends? Here we are. I mean, we are in it in a big, big way, okay? And again, friends, just for the sake of time, I wanted to answer that. Another thing I wanted to highlight is again, friends, something we spent time on just over the last couple of days is how Australia is Folks, they are in defiance all throughout that country. And then we looked at the wild-eyed lunatic that is precipitating this response that he's getting. And he's doing a great job. But now we're starting to see the young people stand up. And now what's happening, as a matter of fact, I just got, if I can find that really quick, yesterday, now that I think about it, this is coming to my aid even now, it's interesting that they are having problems. The police are having problems because things are out of control. In other words, they don't have the control over the people that they so desire to wield. Okay? And it's completely backfiring over there right now. And the police at this point are now playing a very dangerous game. They most definitely are. Matter of fact, I have it right in front of me. I'm waiting for it to pull up. I'm going to pull this up so you can see it for yourself as to what, in fact, is happening so you can say, I've seen it for myself.
The Australian Defence Force told the New South Wales government will be requesting from the Commonwealth more troops. So more members of the Australian Defence Force to try
They're warring
and
against their own people.
Because simply as it stands right now, Lizzie, it is not working what we're doing. The police commissioner and the police minister have put their heads together and they're trying to fix it themselves.
Okay, the reason it's not working is because the people are not letting it work. Okay? And I want to show you how this coincides with something that we just heard during the break just over the last couple minutes again. They've lost the narrative. I've said, folks, literally, if people would seriously take the time and go back 17 years and show me or Tim where we have missed it, we will be more than happy to correct ourselves. But we have called this by the Holy Ghost, Romans 8:14, over and over and over again. Okay? I told you after the first three months of this pandemic, they lost the narrative. You can discern it. You can sense it. I'm not talking about with your eyes. I'm not talking about with your ears. You discern it by the Holy Ghost. Okay? Put that up against 1 Corinthians 12, where the giftings of the Spirit come into play. Okay, now what I want to do is I want to show you this because the NIH director is now demanding COVID conspiracyists, that's what he called them, be brought to justice. And by the way, so did Bill Gates. Now, this is where they're becoming desperate, and this is where they're becoming very dangerous. If they want to enforce their unconstitutional COVID measures, let them do it themselves, okay? And I also showed you last week, by the way, in France and in Australia, where the police are leaving the ranks, they are no longer doing the biddings of the tyrants, but they're going along with the people in the lawful sense, and standing up against the tyrants. Read Ezekiel 44:23 when you get a moment. I want you to check this out because this is exactly what's going to come to America. Don't let them divide and don't let them conquer. Folks, if you want to deal with the issue, you lay the axe to the root of the tree. You go for, lawfully, these conspirators because that's exactly what, in fact, they are. This is Ron Paul's sidekick. I don't mean that in a disrespectful manner. I'm just saying that it is his co-host, and let's see what he has to say.
To justice. Collins was in the Washington Post. This is an interview at the Washington Post, so A, you're guaranteed there's no pushback from the Post, no matter what he says. But let's put up that next clip. Here's just a couple of things, and this gives you a real insight into what Collins is all about. Truth is supposed to be truth, he said, and the fact that your truth would be so heavy modified by your social circle or where you get your news tells you we're in real trouble. I only read the sources that are in bed with the government. And he worries about a society where somebody's Facebook post carries as much weight as a statement from the director of the CDC. So
this may just be the sign of desperation that they're losing the intellectual argument.
Yeah. And they are losing the intellectual argument because it's never been based off of fact. Okay, it's always been irrational. The narrative continuously changes at will. They make the rules, friends. They attempt to make the rules as they go forward. Now, let me say it one more time. Americans, either you're going to deal with the root of the problem, the head of the CDC, a Donald Trump, a Joe Biden, the criminal administration they have around them. You're going to deal with the head of the WHO. You're going to lawfully deal with Bill Gates and all of the state governors that went along with this pandemic from the very inception. You're going to either lawfully deal with them. Lawfully, let me say it again. You're either going to lawfully deal with them, or else what you're going to do is you're going to let them precipitate a civil war. Which one do you desire? Which one do you prefer? Well, it's up to us. It's not up to them. Let me say it that way. The results that we get are going to be to the exact degree that we obey the living God. Because we obey him because we love him. We don't obey him because we have to. It's filial, not diabolical. Come on, friends. Common sense comes into play here. Okay? One more point before we get to our main topic here. Did you guys see all of the information coming out about these people that are breaking into all of these stores in California? And they're stealing goods at Nordstrom's and other stores, these big stores, at will. And I want to ask you the question, and I'm going to give you the answer to the question that I propose. But do you understand why they're doing that? Because that said tyrant, Newsom, who's been recalled, it basically proposed policy, again, that undermines law, such as stealing, like thou shall not steal, you know, in number 8 of the Ten Commandments. You can steal up to $800 worth of the goods, and you cannot be prosecuted. I'm not kidding you. I'm not making this up. Friends, you can't make this up. You can't make it up. Also keep in mind, these are the same people that want to get rid of the police. Okay? I want you to see how this is already backfiring on these little useful idiot commies that are allowed to stay in office somehow or another. In San Francisco alone, the district attorney who supports defunding police is outraged by mass looting of luxury store. Folks, these people are going to destroy the country if you let them destroy the country. They're so irrational. They're so reprobate. They don't know which direction is up or down. So we, again, coming to the responsible party, have nobody to blame but ourselves if we allow this to happen. But the Lord be thanked, there's some people that are not going to put up with it. Moving on to my main topic. Folks, you've heard me talk about vigilantes on the rise. Vigilante is on the rise because the American people see that the injustices that call themselves judges are not delivering up justice. As a matter of fact, they're trying to advocate, they're trying to normalize the very crimes that the American people, those that stand on the Lord's side, are actually bringing justice to. Now, I've shared with you in the past, friends, it's interesting how if a pedophile gets caught, he'll get his hand slapped by the judge. Because if he gets his hand slapped, you can keep in mind, like Spurgeon said of a preacher, if the preacher doesn't preach out against sin, he said, follow him home and you'll understand why. How many judges have been busted for the act of pedophilia? How many judges have been busted for taking under the table bribes? How many justices have been busted for the very crimes that they looked the other direction away from concerning pedophiles? For example, a man gets busted for committing the act against children sexually. He goes up and stands in front of the injustice. Now, I'm not saying it's all of them, but a good portion of them. What does he do? He slaps his hand. He tells him he has to stay home for 6 months on home arrest. Okay, puts an ankle bracelet on. That's the gist of it. Before you know it, okay, another man comes in for the same crime. He might have been guilty of a little bit more of a severe crime than the first guy. But this guy gets a slap on the hand, too. He says, you only have to go into jail for a month. Okay, and then you'll be on probation for 5 years. And then you also got to put your name out there on a predatory list so people know that you're a sexual criminal, okay, and a pervert, a pedophile. And what do you get? The guy goes into jail, and he gets killed by other prisoners. So they had to go into jail with other prisoners to seek the justice that the Lord told us to take. Is those judges, are they showing mercy to society by being soft on these sorts of criminals? Yes. No. I'm sorry. No, they are not. To show mercy to society is to bring the judgment concerning the law upon their heads to make sure that it never happens again. It's interesting, the Lord calls for the death sentence, but in America today we settle for the commandments of men, and what do we get? We get a $64 billion, what? $64 billion correctional institutional budget. Instead of dealing with the crime, they've made it out to be an indulgence. We'll be right back.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
Brian from Michigan here. I have had the benefit of witnessing Bradley Dean and the other Sons and Daughters of Liberty fighting for our youth and delivering messages of truth. I am honored to have this opportunity to share my thoughts and want to thank Bradley, his family, and the other Sons and Daughters of Liberty for continuing to support and fight on a daily basis.
Become a son or daughter of Liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
You've heard that supply lines are down or moving slow.
Or moving slow.
And that most everything costs more these days.
Costs more these days.
But good news. High-quality Sunny Bay products are in stock and ready to ship now because they're made in the USA. Like our extra-long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs, are microwavable, and come in a variety of colors and patterns. What a great gift! An extra-long neck heating pad from Sunny Bay. Also available in lavender scented. Buy now in time for the holidays and avoid any shipping delays. Available on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. They're great for men or women, are reusable, and easy to clean. So, this year, give the gift of pain relief. An extra long neck wrap from Sunny Bay. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Order now when our stock is high and shipping is fast. And happy holidays from Sunny Bay.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty. Oh, hey, hang on a second. I'm doing live radio right now. Can I get back in about 15 minutes? Is that okay? Thank you. Hey, folks, don't ever tell me there's a lack of integrity in this ministry, because I'll tell you what, you call, you get a phone call within 5 to 10 minutes without fail. That's how it works here, because I cannot stand for the life of me when people say they'll call you back and you can't get a phone call back from them for 2 weeks, if you're lucky. And these are usually pastors that have 50 or less people in their congregation, but I can call my friend Ray Comfort, who's got an international ministry, and the guy will call back within 5 to 10 minutes without fail. Maybe that's why he's got an international ministry, you think? Integrity is everything. If you can't keep your word, you're next to Judas, said Charles Spurgeon, and he's exactly right. Read Deuteronomy 23:23. Now let me show you this, because I got to show you a video really quick here. Police say father hunted down and brutally killed man who allegedly sold his daughter into sex slavery. The social media users, okay, are calling him a hero. Notice who's calling him a hero. Notice, on the other hand, the judges are freeing these individuals, creating hardened criminals by being soft judges on their crimes. And it's funny, because when I look at Scripture, When I look at even those that kidnap in Deuteronomy 24, verse 7, it says in Scripture, if a man be found stealing any of his brethren of the children of Israel and maketh merchandise of him or selleth him, then that thief shall die, and thou shalt put evil away from among you. Are you going to put up with man's commandments, which stands in stark contrast to God's commandments? Well, if you forsake God, then I'm telling you what you're doing is you're forsaking your own mercy. Read Jonah 2, verse 8. They that observe lying vanities forsake their own mercy, is what it tells us. Okay? Oh, well, you wanted something from the New Testament? Is that what I heard you say? I think I heard that. Yeah, I do. 1 Timothy tells us that the law is good if it's used lawfully. And then it tells us in verse 9, 1 Timothy 1:9, knowing this, that the law is not made for a righteous man, but for the lawless and disobedient, for the ungodly and for the sinners. For who in particular? For the unholy and profane, for murderers of fathers and murderers of mothers, for manslayers, for whoremongers, for them that defile themselves with mankind, for men stealers, for liars. Oh, did I hear men stealers? Yep. And then if you think about those that lay for little children, it's funny because if you go to Exodus 22, you can find that the Lord himself said, if they had all cry out unto me, I will kill them with the sword. And then when I go over to Luke 17, verse 2, it tells us it's better for them to take a millstone and wrap it around their own necks rather than to offend one of these little ones, which just happened to be the model of heaven. And guess who wants to distort that? Guess who wants to attack the little children? Him who comes to steal, kill, and destroy. And if he's lucky enough, the devil, he's looking for that guy that will play the pedophile. Notice in Scripture you cannot find it, but you can find the judgment. So what did this father in Spokane, this dad, accused of murdering somebody that stole away his daughter and threw her into sex trafficking? By the way, remember John McAfee told us the State Department was responsible for it when he opened up the back system that he created for the State Department. Folks, if it's tolerated with us, it means it's tolerated at the top, and you're usually going to find that whatever starts at the top goes down to the bottom, and guess who's responsible for the crime? John McAfee told us. The State Department is responsible for child trafficking. Look to the CPS and look to the foster care system as well. Okay? But I want you to understand, friends, the social media platforms, people like me and you, are praising this man and calling him a hero. Okay? And of course, the mainstream media wants to put a bend on it. They want to put a twist on it. That's why they're called spin doctors, right? They throw their propaganda in there, and they want you to show compassion to those that lay for children. Well, let it be your child first. Let it be your child first. And then show us the compassion. Demonstrate, exhibit that compassion to all of us as to how we're supposed to emulate you. Not. He's being praised as a hero. I want you to see this video. I'll play it in part. I'm going to take a couple phone calls. I don't know why you have to wait until the last segment, folks, and I'm a little frustrated with that, but that seems to be how it rolls out here. But what I want to do is I want to go over and show you this, and then I'll get back over to my callers. And this is Vigilante Justice. When the law fails to serve us, we must serve as the law. Check this out. When the law fails to serve us, then we must serve as the law. Friends, you can abuse and oppress a people so long before they stand up and deal with the criminals themselves. And guess what? They are. Over and over again, we are seeing where the money making, the $64 billion a year injustice system in America, is leaving off justice. In turn, it's giving no other option to the victims than to bring the justice that was failed to be delivered to them. We now live in a world where more compassion is shown to the criminals than the victims. What this really comes to is man making void the commandments of God in the keeping of his own tradition to make money, which works for nobody but the injustice system and the predators themselves. This is nothing more than a system of indulgence. Because the judges are soft on crime, the criminals then become emboldened and hardened criminals and respond by committing more crimes.
particularly speaking, pedophiles are now looking to normalize sex between adults and children. Yes, you heard me right. Which, in fact, is a felony in every state of our union. As a matter of fact, the criminal organization called North American Man-Boy Love Association, their slogan is, sex before 8, before it's too late. And this you can see on display at gay pride parades across America today. I'd like to also point out that nowhere in Scripture can you find specifically the consequence of preying sexually upon a child. And why? It is because it was and is the unthinkable crime. However, the Bible does say, you shall not afflict any fatherless child. If thou afflict him in any wise, and they cry at all unto me, I will surely hear their cry, and my wrath shall wax hot, and I will kill you with the sword, and your wives shall be widows.
Amen.
And children fatherless.
Amen. I'm on the Lord's side here.
Also tells us in Luke 17:2, it were better for him that a millstone were hanged about his neck, and he cast into the sea, than that he should offend one of these little ones. Also remember, friends, that the curses were in unison amened by the people, not the blessings, ensuring the full execution of the law by the people upon the head of the guilty, which is a mercy to the innocent. Boy. Now, with that said, what happens when people have had enough of the injustice in this and in other countries? Well, they have simply taken in hand what it is that the courts should have. Let's first address the church. The John Jay team reported that 10,667 people in the United States had made allegations of child sexual abuse between 1950 and 2002 against 4,392 priests, only to find that they then compensate the victims in an attempt to pay them off and then move the pedophiles to another parish so they can prey on a new set of victims.
This is true.
Now, the government and their conspiracy of silence. Conspiracy of Silence is a documentary that exposed the network of religious leaders and Washington politicians who flew children to Washington, D.C. for sex orgies. Many children suffered the indignity of wearing nothing but their underwear and a number displayed on a piece of cardboard hanging from their necks. When being auctioned off to foreigners in Las Vegas, Nevada, and Toronto, and even Canada.
See, this is why they're trying to normalize it.
Before airing, unknown congressmen threatened the TV cable industry with restrictive legislation if this documentary was aired. Almost immediately, unknown persons who ordered all copies destroyed purchased rights to the documentary.
Okay, so you just heard that, friend. So you can see who's trying to normalize the crime. This is all coming from D.C. and state governments. It all stands in contradiction, antithetically, against our laws that condemn. They're trying to normalize what our laws condemn. And what do? They play the victim as they perpetuate the crime. Know the difference, and the way to do that is to know the Word of God and the U.S. Constitution and statutory laws, okay? I also want to say this. I just posted this video, so you can watch the duration of it on social media platforms. Interestingly, we must have hit a hot spot today with the people. We must have struck the right chords. And I would ask that if you're on social media platforms, share this one big time and go onto the scroll and find the video that I just played, because it shows you the justice by vigilantes out there that have lawfully brought forth the justice that the said judges failed to bring in. And keep in mind, they promised to uphold the law before they sat down incumbent. Okay? And I'm talking about the justices. And if they don't do their job, you remove the corruption that sits there. Okay? They are there to discover and apply law, and if they fail to do that, you must deal with them. Article 2, Section 4, Article 1, Section 3, Clause 7 of the U.S. Constitution. They don't faithfully execute the laws, then you must. And that's exactly why we're seeing vigilant anti-justice on the rise in America today. Love you by what we'll do and what we do and what we are doing. We'll talk to you in 23. See ya.
Every day we take steps to keep the people we love safe, but some health risks are easy to miss. Ticks hiding in the yard can spread germs, like the ones that cause Lyme disease. Mice searching for food can spread bacteria that makes us sick. Mosquitoes lay eggs in standing water and can spread West Nile virus and more. Cockroaches are drawn to water in the home, leaving behind allergens that can trigger asthma attacks. Common pests can threaten our health. Learn how to protect your family at PestWorld.org.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.